97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So there's some lady in Arizona who ends up ordering a pizza, and I guess she ends up doing it through Grubhub, which means she probably paid some astronomical fee to get that pizza. But anyway, that's beside the point. So she gets a knock on her apartment door, and there are a couple police officers who were standing there holding her pizza order, and she's, of course, very confused. And the police officers say, hey, heads up, sorry about that, but we actually just arrested your Grubhub driver. And so they went ahead and took the initiative to finish off that delivery and drop off her pizza, which hats off to the police officers for doing that.
Well, good for them. Did they get a piece of pizza, though?
Because
a lot
of
my
answer.
Officers I know would... But kind of think, hey, since I delivered this to you, how about a slice of that pizza?
Or a tip.
Yeah, or a tip.
Yeah, really. I'd like the tip that you would have given your Grubhub driver and the probably $15, whatever they call the fee.
Service charge.
Yeah. I got a little bit of a bone to pick on this next one. I just have to tell you. So CNBC did a study on the best places and the worst places to live in the U.S., and, of course, they're filtering it. Here's where you got to get down to. They're filtering it through their lens, of course, on why something is bad. They picked Tennessee as the worst place to live.
Why? I love Tennessee. I lived there for years.
Because the quality of life is why they picked it so bad. Because of the crime rate?
What?
Well, I mean,
no.
Nashville...
Memphis
Some
is
big cities.
High.
Memphis has a little bit of a high crime rate. I guess that'd be like putting Missouri low on the list because St. Louis has a high crime rate.
I felt pretty safe in Nashville.
Yeah, environmental quality, healthcare, all of these things. I'm telling you what, Tennessee is one of the most beautiful states I've ever been in. One of my favorite lakes in the world, Dale Hollow Lake and Cumberland Lake are down there. I love Tennessee. I have no idea where the hell these people are. Would they'd really rate this the lowest over a place like, I don't know, I'm trying to think, one of these liberal bastions somewhere like Seattle or somewhere like that?
Well, were there any more liberal-run states
Washington?
On the worst list? Or was it all conservative-run states? CNBC.
The headline is, Tennessee ranks dead last below Alabama and Arkansas.
Ah, there you go.
I say it's all Midwest.
Yep.
All of the red states are the ones
you
that they're listing last.
States.
Thank you.
If you love Disney, you might like this, because I guess really the new way for people to find a partner is to go through a dating app. No matter your age. And there's a new app that could help Disney lovers find their happily ever after. The app is called Single Riders, and it's designed for people who share a mutual passion for theme parks.
That's a binding thing.
So you go really deep right off the bat when you share a love for theme parks.
They walk among us. I do. I've said this before. If I'm describing you, I'm sorry. I have a very dear cousin, Tanya, who does this too. These are adults who go to these theme parks by themselves, like Disney, repeatedly. I think maybe she might have moved to Florida just so she could get the pass that citizens can get in Florida, the state of Florida, to go to Disney year round. Like she's there. Two times a week.
I saw some clip that talked about how more
at least more
adults are almost going to Disney without kids than kids
know.
Are.
Now, Epcot's cool. You can go drink beer from around the world there at Epcot. I wouldn't mind doing that every once in a while. But just to go hang out and see people dressed up as furry characters, no, thank you. I don't understand that.
Twice a week.
I'll bet she's so stuck on that. She posts pictures all the time from Disney, like at all these different places.
How do you have time for that?
Runs in marathons over there. She does all kinds of stuff.
It's a lot to park and then get into the theme park. You wait in the lines. It's a whole day event. You can't just swing over there and go on a ride for an hour and then call it a day.
Yeah. So since you brought up Disney, there's an article today at USA Today talking about the new animatronic. They've redone their animatronic characters at Disney. And the article is about the fact that they're now so realistic, it's shocking, according to this the guy that went down there and saw it. So they went to Walt Disney, A Magical Life at Disneyland, and had to suspend disbelief as he watched Walt Disney, like the animatronic Walt Disney they have down there, which looks so real, you're half wondering if he's come back from the dead, they're claiming. I don't know. I saw one the other day that they said that they've got an animatronic Trump now. And standing right next to him is an animatronic district judge telling him to stop what he's doing.
That'd be so funny and so accurate.
Wouldn't it? No kidding.
Oh my gosh. Those things are actually kind of cool. But some of them are so realistic that they're freaky. That's like wax museums. I like them, but they also kind of freak me out.
Yeah.
Speaking of freaking you out, this is just a weird story. So there's some guy who calls police in Southern California and reports that there is a teddy bear that has been wrapped in human flesh that was left outside one of these convenience stores. So, of course, police rush over there and they're looking for this human flesh teddy bear. Come to find out, it was a prank. So now the guy, this 23-year-old guy, Hector, has been arrested for knowingly reporting a prank.
Good.
But here's the other weird part. You go to Etsy. So you probably buy stuff off Etsy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you go to Etsy, and you will find they've labeled it human skin teddy bear for $165. And that's what it looks like it was.
Where are they getting the human flesh?
Hey, it has 4.5 stars.
Oh.
3,200 sales of a human skin teddy bear. It's clearly not really human skin. It says medium-sized teddy bear covered in random sections of skin. Perfect for snuggling or hiding in someone's bed.
So gross.
I don't even... Wow.
No,
that's
weird.
Creepy.
Hey, let's end this on a good note this morning.
You don't want to end on that story?
No.
Come on.
No. Remember last week when we talked about the fact that soon you can go through TSA without taking your shoes off?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Christy Noem is the one driving some of these changes. And next, they're going to roll back liquid restrictions.
Thank you.
So, whoa, like when you walk up to the gate and you're having to chug that Coke or bottle of water because you're going to have to throw it away. Right now, it's like 3.4 ounces is the most liquid you can carry on a plane. They're looking at changing that. They're not saying yet what they're going to change it to. And the TSA wouldn't comment, but Christy Noem says she's the day I walked in the door, I started questioning everything they do. And that's one of the things that they're looking at now. So, there
love
you go.
That.
That'd be great.
If they just make it a bottle of bourbon. We'll be good. It'll be good that way.
Get more at 971talk.com.